Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO. I'm Dr. Teresa Carmody, assistant professor in UNO's Writers' Workshop and author of the novel, The Reconception of Marie, joining you to review Stephen Dunn's stunning first novel, Potted Meat. Published by Tarpaulin Sky Press in 2016, Potted Meat is a coming-of-age novel told through a series of short vignettes, each one filled with precise and visceral images that map the physical and emotional landscape of our young, unnamed narrator. Me, that's how he refers to himself, as in, me and my sister sleep on the floor, or the paperwork has our names on it, surveyed by me, Leonard, and Dee. Formally, the novel reminds me of Sandra Cisneros's The House on Mango Street, or Justin Torres's We the Animals. But the narrator of Potted Meat is growing up in rural West Virginia, poor and Black in the late 80s and 1990s. That's the pot he's in, and it's his relationship with his sister that makes this reader weep. In a section titled Heavy D, he makes sure she can wrap all of Heavy D's Now That We Found Love because, quote, what if I can't talk one day, and if you don't know it, then who will? Later, when the narrator's art teacher arranges a week-long exhibition of his work at a local public library, his sister is the only person who shows up, even though she's already seen his art, described in this section titled Touchdown as, quote, pencil drawing of the courthouse and watercolor wolves howling in oil waterfalls I copied from Bob Ross and acrylic trains with graffiti and pastel dogs and ink house in winter forest. In that sentence, note the flow of images described by the material that makes them, pencil, oil, acrylic, pastel, ink. So too with the narrator of Potted Meat, this me who spins images of his growing up and into himself alongside the material that made him, including social expectations and the traumatic realities of poverty, racism, abusive parents, and prescriptive gender roles. After the art opening, the narrator and his sister leave the library for his football game. That's where the whole community is, cheering as he scores a touchdown. I cheer, too, for the way Potted Meat witnesses the complexity of being human and alive. Football and art. This narrator is a moonshine-drinking, truth-speaking, caretaking grandma wanting college but joining the Navy first kind of guy. Meat. Break that word apart and you have me at the pot that made me. Stephen Dunn, a.k.a. Pothole, extraordinary writer and artist, winner of the 2021 Whiting Award for Fiction, author of Water and Power and the forthcoming Tannery Bay, a collaboration with Katie Jean Schinkel. Stephen Dunn will read his work with special guest Marguerite L. Herold in UNO's own Weber Gallery as part of the Writers' Workshop reading series on Wednesday, September 27th at 7:30 p.m. I'll be there, listeners, and I hope you will too. This is Dr. Teresa Carmody with UNO's Writers' Workshop and Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today.